Good morning.
And Kathleen is there. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
All righty, Donna, Mark and I will step back as per usual. Go for it.
Good morning, Kathleen. It's nice to meet you.
Good morning.
Okay. All I ask from you is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath, hold it for three, let it out. Okay, now, I am really seeing a lot of pink around you at the moment. Pink represents the heart chakra. It's telling me straight away you need to do a lot of healing around that area, and I mean a lot. I do recommend you go and get yourself a rose quartz crystal if you haven't got one already. Now, I'm getting a motherly figure come through from spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your grandma?
I think so.
Okay, I'm getting an older female figure come through for you. Very motherly, beautiful heart. I'm actually hearing you really, really miss her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, right. Now, there was a very big impact around her passing. Right. Has your grandpa passed as well?
Yes, they right, both okay. passed.
Right. Now, did they pass quite close together?
Yes.
Right. And your grandma went first?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Right, because I'm feeling what's happening here is your grandpa basically died from a broken heart, if that makes sense. And he couldn't live without her. Right. Just bear with me. You've got a lot of information coming through, actually. Now, was he very tall and her quite tiny?
Yes.
Okay. I just get that image. It's kind of looks unusual, but looks very cute, if that makes sense. I just get the image of them standing side by side, and they were constantly holding hands, like always holding hands.
Yes, they
now,
were.
Did they grow up in war times or something like that? Because I keep seeing a uniform.
Yeah, I think they did, yes.
Okay. I'm being told they actually did it quite tough as well. Mm. Okay, sorry, they're going all over the place. Now, do you know if they actually met at a dance?
Yes, they did.
Right, okay. I'm also being told, too, that you are very spiritual. You are very gifted. You've got a very good gut intuition and just a sense of knowing. I feel you can meet someone and you're like, oh, no, I don't like them. But then you're like, no, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But you're always right on being told.
I do get that feeling with some people.
Okay. Now, I'm seeing blue around you. Did you lose a little boy?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm being told 6 months, 6 months. What does that mean?
He was about, 6 months gestational by the time he passed. We lost him.
Okay. Now, was there anything in the heart area where he was concerned?
He had a hole in the heart.
Okay. Right. Did you get to spend a couple of days with him?
Yes,
we did. Or 2 hours? 2 days, 2 hours?
He lived for 2 hours and we were in the hospital with him for 2 days, yes.
Okay. Now, he is going to come back. You need to hear this. I'm being told your grandparents are keeping him warm for you. They're keeping him safe. But I feel there's a lot of fear around this with him coming back. You know, and you know, you're human, if you know what I mean. You've got that fear, oh, my God, what if it happens again? It won't. I'm actually being told that if you and your partner just take a step back and don't think about it and just let it happen, if you know what I mean. I do feel you'll be pregnant by Christmas. Definitely another boy, and he is coming back and everything will be okay. And just lastly, do you have a fluffy dog in spirit?
Yes. His name was actually Fluffy.
Oh, there you go. Because he's coming through as well. And I hope all that made sense.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome.
Donna, that's amazing. How can our listeners get a reading with you if they want one?
Just through the website, donnasdoorway.com.au.